Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The bus that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. If you're outside of the county, that's area code 805-639-0008. And you'll want to keep that number handy because we have an ice cream to give away right after my first guest today. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is learning more about ourselves. Each of my three guests will enlighten us about an aspect of our lives. My first guest is a former communications aide for President Nixon and Ford. He turned into a motivational speaker and life coach. He's going to show us how to completely change our lives in 10 seconds. My second guest will tell us something about us as Americans. He's the author of the book, America, The Story of Us, the companion piece to the History Channel special of the same name. And we're going to look at what makes us uniquely American. My third guest is an expert in helping us read the signs of stress that appear on our faces. So if you want to join the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Tom Wright, overcame tremendous odds growing up in racially charged and violent environments in the 1960s. He used these early influences to rise above his circumstances and to overcome all obstacles he encountered in his search for a better life. He's a student of Ernest Holmes, The Science of the Mind. He's a martial artist. He's a student of the Tao. He also studies the ancient Ptolemaic wisdoms. Tom has enjoyed a long and distinguished career as a practiced personal growth coach. Before that, he was a writer, and early in his career, he was an English professor. He served as the communications aides to Presidents Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. He was awarded the Presidential Service Citation for his work with President Ford. Welcome to the show, Tom. How are you today?
I'm doing stupendous today. How are you?
Stupendous. Well, I'm just terrific. You got me trumped with stupendous. You have got a great book, and in your book you write, each day people miss out on opportunities to change their lives simply because they don't realize when the opportunities are there. What do you mean by that?
The opportunities that I miss out on are the opportunities in whatever moment they're living within. Most people think that, and incorrectly, that there's some point out in the future where things are going to change, so they'll be able to feel the way they want to feel about their lives, or they'll be able to have what they want to have show up in their lives. And nothing can be further from the truth than that fantasy. The reality is we've got right now to get the job done, and we can do it.
Okay, well, that's very encouraging. You also say, and this is just an absolutely surprising statistic, in the last 24 hours, I have missed over 8,000 separate opportunities to change my life. 8,000 in 24 hours? That's an incredible number. Where'd you come up with that?
How many moments add up into 24 hours? If you take it down into 10-second segments, there's thousands of them that we have every day. We're within that time block. We have the opportunity to really, in reality, change our lives completely, change the way they feel, and change our actions within them, regardless of anything we've ever done in the past or think we can accomplish in the future. And it's that be here now philosophy that's hard to grasp onto as Americans. So I broke it down into 10-second segments because people can latch onto that and say, well, look, there's nothing that I can't do in the next 10 seconds. I can hold my breath for 10 seconds for crying out loud. I can be in this situation interacting with this person and have it work out great in the next 10 seconds. And there you have it. What are you doing with your next 10 seconds there?
And really, an increment as small as 10 seconds can make a change in my life. What can I do in the next 10 seconds, Tom, to change my life?
you're in a situation, and kids are great for teaching you this, because I have a couple kids, where you want to say something back to them, especially when they're teenagers, and you know by saying that it would damage the relationship and take a lot of time, effort, and energy to fix up. Well, if you stop yourself for that 10 seconds and really choose what you want to say and how you want to be in that 10 seconds, then your response will be one that will add energy and happiness to your life rather than be something that you're going to have to spend a long time cleaning up. And that's an energy conservation thing. You're really helping yourself out by doing that.
I love it. Energy conservation when dealing with our children. I like it. Now, you also write, we always manage to come up with what we're looking for because, most of all, we're looking for it. Now, that sounds a little Zen-like. What do you mean by that?
You know, I can give you the example. I'm a rock hound, and I go gem digging all the time. And I'll go to events where there'll be 50 people there, and in their minds they think, well, there's nothing really here. I'm not going to find anything. You know, I'm never lucky. Yada, yada, yada. On and on. That's what their thoughts, and they're speaking to themselves there. My mind's saying, hey, I find stuff. And I could walk right in the middle of a group of 30 people looking on the ground and pick up the most incredible gemstone, a specimen that everybody else missed. And it was there all along. It wasn't magic, though to them it seems like magic. There are those opportunities in our lives that are the same way, whether it's to find that job or to have that interaction with a loved one. Those gems are there. If we look for them, we'll find them.
So it's a question of what we focus on, we find. We're talking to Tom Wright, everybody. He's teaching us how to change our lives completely in 10 seconds, which is also the title of his latest ebook. Now, you teach something that's called the senses process, as in the five senses, sight, touch, smell, hearing, all that. How can we use the senses process to crystallize exactly what we want?
Okay. First of all, if you want the senses process, you can get it it's right there on the video on my website on the One Penny Millionaire, so you can get it. Everybody can have it. It's for free. And what it does is it allows us to calm our monkey minds down, our busy minds that are always focused on anything but what's really important to us. And if we focus on our inner silence, on our quiet minds, the solutions to what we want to have show up in our lives, including the solution of what we really want. You know, deciding that comes to us naturally. It's already there. There's nothing outside of ourselves that we have to look for that answer. We've got it inside of ourselves already. Every one of us does. And I've worked with thousands of people on this, from billionaires to death row inmates, and everybody's the same. Same thing in the way of their discovery of what they really want and how to get it in their lives, and that's all this busy stuff. And when you use the senses process to quiet that down, these answers come to you.
Now, we're talking to Tom Wright, everybody, and you mentioned that you've taught everybody from death row inmates all the way up to the very, very wealthy, and you've got an outrageous claim. You claim that criminals are more open to change than billionaires. Why is that?
Absolutely. Having affluence, if you relate to it incorrectly, and I want to be very specific about this, there's nothing good or bad about affluence, but if you relate to it incorrectly, it's a killer. Because it keeps you from discovering things about yourself that you really want to discover, because there's so many distractions, so many things to do, and it's great to live that life. But at some point, you're going to have to discover who you really are inside. And opening up to changes are changes of being more happy, being more satisfied, and making more of a difference, which is what everybody wants. And inmates who have nothing, they're only open to those changes because there's nowhere else to go. They're at the bottom level.
So you have to hit rock bottom, Tom, in order to be able to make these kinds of changes?
Absolutely not. All you have to do is make the choice, regardless of where you are.
All right. We're talking to Tom Wright, everybody. He's teaching us how to change our lives in 10 seconds. Let's put some picks and shovels into the hands of my listeners. Let's put them to work right now. Let's use some real-world examples if we can, Tom. Let's say somebody out there listening to the sound of my voice needs to find a new job. How can we get them to unlock their potential to find that new job?
That's really simple, and it's simple, and that's good. First of all, you have to come from the place that you're going to get the job done. Why embark upon this, I'm going to get a new job, thinking, oh, the economy, it's never going to work out, there aren't many jobs. Well, the truth is, there are as many jobs out there as there are, and if you go out there absolutely as certain as you can be that you're going to get one, you'll get one, more likely than if you go, oh, the attitude that, well, I'm not really going to get it, and you know how it never works out for me. you have to monitor your self-talk. Just the way it is. Confident people get more stuff, regardless of how much stuff you believe is out there.
All right, so you monitor your self-talk. You tell yourself you're going to find that job, and let's say you're a nuclear physicist. You're living in the middle of North Carolina. How many nuclear physicist jobs are there, and how do you go about setting your mind so that you can keep positively focused on getting that new job?
You have to realize that you have to keep on telling yourself the truth. The truth is you have a certain set of skills. Now, I don't know much about nuclear physicists or what the job market is for them, but I do know that there's a lot of nuclear physicists who do have jobs. So that possibility must be out there. And when people, it's not about saying that you can do something you can't do, because if you're a nuclear physicist, you can certainly go out and get a job. The jobs are out there. So it's about being clear before you even start looking for that job that, yes, this is going to happen no matter what. And it's because you say so. It's because you're giving your word and making the commitment to make it happen, that literal things happen, like the phone ringing and that job showing up when it's from some source that you didn't even know existed. And I have seen that happen with people so many times. It's almost like a proverb now. It's ridiculous defending that position. It's like people, when they're that confident and that committed, the phone rings.
All right, we're talking to Tom Wright, everybody. He's teaching us how to change our lives in just 10 seconds. We've been looking at how do you get a new job. Let's take a look at another situation that many people out there listening to the sound of our voices will have, and they need a little extra income. How can you change your mindset to get that extra income?
Again, you have to get to where the source of that income really comes from. It comes from your skills, your abilities, and your commitment to make it happen. And what galvanizes the energy that's behind your commitment to make it happen is you committing to make it happen by giving and keeping your word. People think that outside circumstances affect them a lot more than they do. Of course, they influence us, but it's our in the heart, inside commitment to make something happen that influences things happening more than anything else. And you can believe or disbelieve that, doesn't really matter. Make that commitment and just prove it to yourself. You can watch it happen.
All right. Well, let's take one more example, Tom, shall we? People out there who might be right on the cusp of wanting to retire, and they're looking at this environment and they're saying, gosh, should I really retire? Should I keep on working? I'm at the retirement age, but the economy doesn't look like it's going to be really conducive to my retiring. If they wanted to retire, how would you tell them to set their mind towards that goal?
Wow. That's bordering on advice, and I try not to give advice. All I can say is that if somebody's, you have to choose for yourself. Quiet your mind and use the census process and see if it feels okay with you to retire at this point or not.
Okay, that's good, and that does border on the advice. So we're talking to Tom Wright, everybody, how to change your life completely in 10 seconds. Tom, what did you get out of writing this book?
I got a tool. And there's many tools in life, and they're all useful and valuable, but only when you use them. And I got two things out of writing this book. I got to reinforce the value of something in the book called the Loving Process, which addresses the one issue that every human being has that prevents them from writing this permission slip inside of themselves that says, yes, I can have that job. Yes, I can have the money. Yes, I can have the relationship that I want. And by doing the Loving Process, you actually write that permission slip out, and you get it.
Okay.
So I got that reinforcement, and also I got to contribute to other people by giving them this tool and saying, look, here, you can use this. It's your choice. And when they do use it, I've seen so many incredible results.
All right. Great.
Real stuff.
Real world stuff. I like
Absolutely.
That. I like that. Well, let's talk about real world stuff, because part of your background that is most intriguing to me is your experiences as a communication aide to Presidents Nixon and Ford. First of all, how did you get those jobs? And more importantly, how did you transition from being a communications aide for presidents into your current position of being a life coach and role model?
Okay, I enjoyed working at the White House. I got that job when I had joined the military, and I had a very high IQ, and they enlisted me or enrolled me. They had 3,500 candidates who wanted that job, and I didn't really care about it. But I went along with the program and their request, and they gave me the job. And then I realized, well, this is great, and I did the best job I could there. And then that communications, I learned a lot about people. I learned a lot about government. I learned a lot about personal power and how to achieve results, which is why I characterize myself as a results coach.
Oh, I like that, a results coach, meaning that you help people to achieve their results.
Absolutely.
Now, one of the things that it also intrigued me in your background is you helped to save Richard Nixon from impeachment. Tell us how that went down.
Well, one day I was at the comm center, actually it was 3 in the morning, and we got a call directly from San Clemente, and Nixon never called the comm center itself. We always got messages through his support system. His request was to have somebody go up to the Oval Office and remove some equipment from the Oval Office. Now, this was right during the Watergate trial when they were looking for that...
missing tapes.
Exactly. Well, it wasn't missing. I went up to the Oval Office and I opened up this white louvered-doored closet, and in the back of the closet there was a Sears and Roebuck reel-to-reel tape recorder there that he had me package up and send out to San Clemente, and after that point that mysterious tape disappeared forever.
I see. So you were the one who actually sent the missing tape to President Nixon and changed the course of history.
Absolutely. And in the midst of that history, of course, I didn't realize what I was doing until I looked back on it and then did some research as to the timing of all the events and realized there I was.
Wow. How about that? We're talking to a real person who changed history. It's Tom Wright, his book, How to Change Your Life Completely in 10 Seconds. Tom, it's a fascinating read. If people wanted to learn more, where would you direct them on the website, on your website?
To the Discover the Books page on the One Penny Millionaire website.
OnePennyMillionaire.com website. All right, that's great. Tom, thank you so much. It's been a delight chatting with you. Thank you for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll talk to you down the road.